奉主耶稣圣名来证道。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, I bear witness.
啊，今天晚上跟大家来查考啊，耶稣是生命。
This evening, I'd like to share with you the topic, Jesus is the life.
啊，我们请来看约翰福音十四章。
First of all, please turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣曾经七次的自我介绍。
We know that in the book of John, Jesus uses seven opportunities to introduce himself.
那每一次的介绍，他都从我是开始。
And with every introduction, he began with I am.
那借着主耶稣的自我介绍，让我们对主耶稣有更深刻的了解。
And with his self-introduction, we come to understand better about him.
啊，主耶稣的自我介绍，我们在世界上没有一个人，包括任何一个人，科学家、哲学家这样做过的。
Through his self-introduction, we know that this is something unique that no philosophers has ever done.
啊，他说我就是道路。
And he said, I am the way.
我们在啊。礼拜三晚上查考过。
And we know that we studied this two nights ago.
啊，昨天晚上我们查考主耶稣就是真理。
And last night we touch upon I am the truth.
啊，今天晚上我们要查考主耶稣就是生命。
And tonight we shall study on that Jesus is the life.
哦，或许诸位会问一个问题。
Maybe you may have a question in your mind.
如果主耶稣说他是生命，这句话是真的。
That if indeed Jesus himself is the life.
那我今天没有信耶稣，我还是有生命啊。
Then if we are not a believer, are we still living?
啊，如果没有生命，我怎么可以来到这里呢？
Do we still have life? And if we are lifeless, how can I still exist?
啊，不错，我们虽然没有信耶稣，我们也是有生命的。
Even though we are not believers yet, we still can live.
所以我们今天能够来到这个地方聚会。
That is why we are still able to be here this evening.
但是主耶稣说，我就是生命。
But yet Jesus said, I am the life.
这句话在描写他是生命的掌管者。
And we know that what he meant is that he is the controller of life.
而且他是生命的泉源。
And that he is also our source of life.
而且他是生命的本身。
And he is none other life itself.
啊，我们知道啊，如果现在停电了。
For when there is a blackout.
啊，所以有的灯都灭掉了。
And we know that everything is dark.
哦，暖气也不会动了。
And we know that the heater ceases to function.
哦，所以这个电啊是灯跟一切的动力的来源。
And we know that this electricity provides the light and the power.
哦，那我们人类的生命从哪里来？
And where does our life originate?
哦，圣经告诉我们，神创造人。
We know from the Bible that God created life.
用泥土来造人。
God created man with the dust.
那当然啊，泥土造的是不会动的。
Of course, after man is created, it is lifeless.
啊，但是神吹了一口气。
But when God breathed into man's nostrils,
那人就成为有灵的活人。
Man become a living being.
哦，所以人。会成为有灵的活人，就是因为神吹了一口气。
Man become a living being because of the breath that God breathed into man.
因此，人的生命就从这个时候开始的。
That herald the beginning of man's life.
当主耶稣说我就是生命。
When Jesus said, I am the life.
啊，这句话在宣告，哦，他跟世界上所有的宗教家、哲学家不一样。
When he proclaimed that.He is life is to proclaim to the theologians and the philosophers
就是他掌管生命
that he is indeed the controller of life
好我们现在来看约翰福音的十一章
Next please turn to the book of John chapter 11
约翰福音十一章
John chapter 11
25节
Verse 25
约翰福音十一章的25节
John chapter 11 verse 25
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
我们人生有很多的问题。
We know that we have many problems in our life.
有的问题是相当重要的问题。
And some problems are of greater importance.
但是我们找不到答案。
And maybe we won't be able to find answers to these problems.
昨天我们在思考一个问题。
Yesterday we touched upon a problem.
我们大家想想看，找得到答案吗？
Are we still able to find a solution to this problem?
我们要怎么才可以得到满足？
How are we going to find satisfaction in life?
结果耶稣说他就是答案了。
But Jesus,
因为他就是生命之粮。
But Jesus said, I am the answer because I am the bread of life.
那今天我们再来想。
Today let us ponder.
是有关于死的问题。
With regard to the issue of death.
这是个很重要的问题。
Because we know that death is very important to us.
如果我不想死着，那有什么方法？
How do we remain immortal?
我们在人世间呢，找不到答案。
It is impossible to be immortal.
因为我们在座没有人超过100岁。
Because among us here, none of us are living past 100 years old.
也是表示说，再过100年，我们都不在。
Which means to say that after 100 years, none of us will exist.
虽然我们不想要死，我们也会死。
Even though we may not want to die, we may have to face death one day.
因此，人虽然有永生的这种观念，但是人得不到永生。
Even though we may wish to be immortal, but we are all mortal beings.
从创世到现在。
From the beginning of time.
圣经里面记载说，最长寿的一个人是969岁。
The Bible records that the longest man who lived is 969 years.
他在31年他就1000年了。
And
他如果再多活31年就1000年了。
Because we know that after 31 years he will achieve 1000 years old.
那到摩西啊，圣经有一个人叫摩西，那个时代是120岁。
And up to the time of Moses, man lived to only 120 years.
那神看起来1000年好像一天了。
We know that to God 1,000 years is likened to one day.
但是120年在神看起来好像几个小时一样。
So to God 120 years is likened to a few hours.
但是不管是1000年或者是120年，我们人都会过去的。
But even though it's 1,000 years or 120 years, one day all these way came will come to a pass.
那到我们现在是70-80岁。
If we are 70 or 80 years old,
所以我们看到一个老人活到80岁已经不简单了。
We know that it is quite difficult for one to achieve 80 years old.
但是我们人这样一直活，你到50-60岁就要退休。
We know that when you are 50 or 60 years old, you have to retire soon.
那退休以后当然有的人就开始怎么样在享受最后的一段人生。
And after you retire, you may want to plan how you're going to live out the rest of your life.
但是到最后一件事情，我们在想什么？
But what is at the end of the day, what is the thing that is in your mind most of all?
我们在想人生一定要经历一件事情，就是死亡的来到。
One thing that is inevitable is the approaching death.
所以我们人的一生又好像春夏秋冬。
We know that our life is like seasons, the four seasons.
春天百花正在开。
We know that the flowers start to bud.
夏天非常的茂盛。
And when the summer, everything starts to bloom.
秋天就开始凋谢。
And when the autumn comes, the leaves will fall.
到冬天，有的树叶都掉光了。
And during winter, all the trees will be bald.
这个就是人生啊。
This describes our life.
那有的讲人生又好像太阳。
Some people also said that our life is like the sun.
从早上开7点钟太阳出来。
From the morning, when the sun rises.
到你20-30岁，大概是中午的太阳。
When you are when you're at 20 or 30s, it's like your midlife.
但到了50-60岁，大概是下午3-4点钟。
And when you are approaching 50 or 60, it's like 5 to 6 p.m.
人的经验是很丰富。
Even though you may have rich experiences in life,
子女也长大
and your children have already all grown up.
所以这好像夕阳非常漂亮，无限好。
And they may seem like a beautiful sun shining.
但是你看，马上要掉下去了。
But you know that the sunset is coming very soon.
所以小孩子的时候，我们希望多一岁。
So when the, we wish that our children will live more than a year.
啊，但是我们到年纪大的时候，我很怕多一岁。
But we wish our children will grow faster. But when we ourselves, we wish to live 1 year longer.
因为我们知道多一岁就离开我们面对那个最后的一个时刻的越来越近。
Because we know as we grow older, the death is also nearer.
哦，所以我们人活在一个最大的危机里面。
Man is living continually in this crisis.
就是我们不想死，但是死亡一直临到。
We all unwilling to die, but yet death is very near us.
但是没有一个人能够提供给我们一个答案。
But yet, no one can give us a solution from this death.
那到底这个要怎么去解决
？How are we going to solve this? Not.
那在约翰福音十一章里面记载有一个人叫拉撒路。
In the book of John, chapter 11 records this man Lazarus.
他已经死了四天。
And he had been dead for 4 days already.
死了四天，大概身体已经发臭了。
And we know that at this time his body has already decomposed.
那主耶稣知道他生病。
Jesus knew that he was sick.
但是主耶稣故意延迟。
But yet he purposely delayed his arrival.
所以主耶稣到他家，他已经死了四天。
When Jesus arrived at his house, he's already dead 4 days.
因此他的姐姐都在哭啊，大家都在哭。
And his older sisters and his other friends were all weeping for him.
因为一个亲爱的人离世不会哭吗？这是感情啊。It is. 没有机会再见面。
It is very common for his beloved friends and relatives to weep for him because then they are not able to see him again.
但是在那个时候，主耶稣说：“生命在我，复活也在我。”
But yet at this crucial time, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life, and life is in me."
你想想看哦，我们家里面的人生病很严重的时候，我们都希望找最好的医生。
We know that when our beloved is gravely ill, we wish to have the best doctor to heal them.
很多人都经验过。
And I'm sure we all have experiences.
从手术房出来说，我已经尽我最大的可能。
That when the surgeon would come out from the operating theater and said that I've already done my very best.
我没有办法再做什么。
There's no other way I can do.
所以人真的很有限。
So we know that man is limited in our strength.
但是这个时候，耶稣说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
But yet at this time, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
我英文翻译就是：“我是复活，我是生命。”
And in English, it says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
我可以叫他复活。
I can call one to live.
因为生命在我。
Because the life is in me.
那这句话对主耶稣是一个很大的挑战。
For Jesus, this is a great dilemma and battle for him.
因为这个前面这个人已经死了四天了。
Because the corpse that's before him is dead for 4 days already.
那你现在说我是生命，我是复活，那人马上要看，那接下去你怎么办
？So when he said, "I'm the resurrection and the life," the people were just waiting and watching for him to live out his words.
结果主耶稣叫人把他带到拉撒路的坟墓。
Jesus then instructed the people to bring him to Lazarus' burial place.
然后叫他们把这个坟墓的石头挪开。
And to roll the stone that covered his tomb.
然后他就叫拉撒路起来。
And he asked Lazarus to rise.
那拉撒路就从死里复活。
And Lazarus indeed rise up from the dead.
这是一个很大的神迹啊。
This is indeed a great miracle.
当时震动了整个社会。
This has really shaken the whole society.
所以好多人看到复活的拉撒路都信耶稣。
When the people saw that Lazarus was indeed made alive, they all believe in Jesus.
因为死了四天，大家都知道。
Because they knew that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days.
那今天拉撒路坐在他们面前是活的。
And the dead Lazarus that they saw is now living.
因为耶稣说我是生命，我是复活。
Because Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
所以今天我们要解决死的问题，只有一条路。
Today, in order to solve this issue of death, there is only one route.
就是来寻找主耶稣。
And that is, we have to find Jesus.
因为他宣称他是生命，他是复活。
Because he proclaimed that he is indeed the resurrection and the life.
他就是道路，他就是真理，他就是生命。
That he is indeed the way, the truth, and the life.
那人如果能够找到他，我们人就不怕死亡。
And if we can find this Jesus, then we have no fear of death.
哦，这个是信耶稣一个最大的福气，也是最重要的福气。
This is the greatest blessing, and we have of being a follower of Christ.
也就是我们找到了主耶稣。
That when we have already found Jesus.
哦，我们有永生。
That we have gained this everlasting life.
哦，不论我们怎么修养自己。
No matter how cultured we are,
我们没有办法活到永远。
There is no way we can remain immortal.
但是信耶稣，我们就可以有永生。
But when we believe in Jesus, we will gain this eternal life.
那主耶稣本身是一个例子。
Jesus is an example for us.
主耶稣在世界上只有活33年。
We know that Jesus lived in this earth for only 33 years.
后来他被钉十字架。
And then he was later nailed to the cross.
那他还没有被钉十字架以前。
And before his death on the cross,
他说我死了三天，我要再活过来。
That I will after 3 days I will rise again.
大家都没有办法相信。
But no one believed him at that time.
然后呢，他看到主耶稣被钉在十字架。
And when they saw him being nailed on the cross,
就断气了。
And when he breathed his last,
就把他埋葬到坟墓里面。
After they buried him in the tomb,
然后到了第三天。
After 3 days,
有很多爱主耶稣的妇人。想要去坟墓看他。
There are many women who love Jesus who came to the tomb to see him.
结果发现那个坟墓已经开了。
But they saw that the stone to the tomb has been rolled away.
他们进到里面，发现耶稣已经不在那里了。
And when they went into the tomb, it was empty.
那妇女就哭了，因为他们爱主耶稣啊。
The women started to weep because they lost their beloved Jesus.
忽然间，他看到一个人身穿白衣。
And then they suddenly saw a man robed in white.
问他说，你们为什么在死人中找活人呢？
And this person asked, why are you looking for the living among the dead?
忽然间他发现那个就是复活的耶稣。
And the person in white is none other than Jesus.
所以耶稣本身也从死里复活。
So we know that Jesus himself rose from the dead.
因此他不只能够叫死人复活，他本身也从死里复活。
Not only he can bring others the dead to life, he himself can also bring himself to life.
所以圣经说他是一个初熟的种子。
So we know that the Bible said that he is the first fruit.
如果你种一棵果树在你的庭院里面。
If you happen to plant a fruit tree in your garden.
那你现在栽了一个这个橘子。
And if you were to have an orange tree in your backyard,
那以后每一个果子都是橘子。
And this orange grove will produce oranges for you.
因为它的生命是橘子的生命。
Because this tree contains the life of an orange.
那我们信耶稣以后，有神的生命在我们里面。
So when we believe in Jesus, we have the life of Jesus living in us.
那主耶稣从死里复活。
When Jesus resurrected from the dead.
我们将来虽然死了，也要再从死里复活。
So though we have all died, we will also resurrect with him one day.
这个是基督徒的盼望。
So this is our heavenly hope in Christ.
而且这个盼望是确实的。
And this hope is indeed true.
因为耶稣已经从死里复活。
Because Jesus has already resurrected from the dead.
所以信了耶稣死了叫做睡了。
So when we believe in Jesus, when we die, we are only sleeping.
为什么？
Why is it so?
睡了表示要再起来啊。
Because when you're sleeping, you will one day awaken.
那什么时候要再起来？
What do you mean by awakened?
圣经说主耶稣再来的时候。
And that is the time when Jesus comes again.
天使要在空中吹号。
And the angels will blow the trumpets.
死人都要复活。
And at that time, the dead in Christ will rise.
都要跟主耶稣一样。
To be with him.
带着一种属灵的身体。
To in this spiritual glorified body.
要回到天国去。
And to return to heavenly kingdom with Jesus.
这个就是主耶稣说，我就是生命的意义。
This is what he meant by I am the life.
要使人从今生进到永恒。
That is from this life in this earth into everlasting life.
那条路就是耶稣。
And that the way represents Jesus.
你如果没有耶稣。
Without Jesus.
你只有今生，你没有永恒。
You only have the present life and you won't have this everlasting life.
主耶稣要使我们从地上进到天国。
And Jesus wants us to transcend from this earth to the heavenly realms.
如果没有耶稣，我们就没有一条路回到天国去。
Without Jesus, we won't have this way from earth to heaven.
我们只有在今生。
We only will stick to this earth. We'll remain here.
所以耶稣是一条路。
We know that Jesus is the way.
要带我们进入永恒，要带我们进入天国。
To bring us into heavenly kingdom, to everlasting life.
在那里享受最完美的生命。
And in heaven we shall enjoy the most blissful living.
所以这个是信耶稣最重要一件事情。
This is the most important blessing that we have as a Christian.
但是有的人说啊，我死就算了，我不要上天国，没有也。又怎么样?
But some people have the guts to say that I have no fear of death. I don't need heaven.
圣经里面告诉我们。
But yet the Bible tells us.
我们人死了以后。
That after death.
我们只有两个地方去。
There are only two places we will end up.
一个就是神所在的地方。
And that is where God is.
那神就是光。
And God is light.
那神就是爱。
God is love.
所以你的灵魂回到神的地方。
And when your spirit returns to God,
那里就是乐园，那里就是天国。
And that is our spiritual garden of Eden, that is heaven.
另外一个地方是没有神的地方。
And another place you may end up is a place without God.
那没有神就是没有光。
Without God is dark.
没有神就没有爱。
When there is no God, there is no love.
所以如果我们没有寻找到耶稣，不能回到父那里去。
If we don't have Jesus, then we can't go back to our Heavenly Father.
当我们死的，我们的灵魂就下到黑暗的地方，没有爱的地方。
Then our spirit will descend after we die to a place of darkness.
圣经里面形容那里是火不会灭、冲不会死的地方。
And we know it says the Bible describes this place as a fire that will never go away and the worms that never die.
那个地方又叫做阴间，又叫做地狱。
And this place is they call the abyss or the hell.
有时候我们看到那个小孩子看到一只蟑螂，哇，对，大叫起来。
We know that many children will be scared by this caterpillar or worms.
我常常对那个青年说啊，那你看到蟑螂就大叫，你绝对不能去非洲啊。
And I told them then you are not able to withstand Africa because there are many of these creatures there.
非洲里面不只是蟑螂、蜥蜴，到处都有，整个天花板都是。
And we know that in Africa there are many of these insects.
但是圣经里面说，地狱里面是从不会死的地方。
And we know that the Bible describes that in hell the worms will never die.
是用最可怕的来形容。
And the Bible describes the most terrifying aspects.
所以我们活着
of life. So when we live,
就是要预备死亡的来到。
The purpose of our life is to prepare for death.
这个就是圣经告诉我们活着的意义。
And the Bible tells us this is our main purpose of living.
但是很多人不认识神的话。
But some people who does not know God,
他就是觉得说，我今天活着，我要今天快乐的享受。
They say to themselves that I will enjoy to my very best every day that comes my way.
明天死了，我就完了。
Because when death comes, then there's no way I can enjoy life.
这个是对人生啊结论认识，但是结论所推出来的生活方式不对。
This is not a good or right conclusion.
人会死，这个结论是对的。
Because they know that the one day they will face death, this is the right conclusion.
如果这个结论推出来啊，让我们今天尽情享受，那死就完了，这个像鸵鸟一样。
But if they do not wish to face the consequence of this conclusion, it's like an ostrich hiding their head in the sand.
因为圣经告诉我们，死后还有审判。
Because we know the Bible says after death comes judgment.
所以我们还活着，就是要预备死亡的那一刻。
So when we are living, we must prepare ourselves for that moment of death.
神会带我们到另外一个世界去。
And at that time, Jesus will bring us to another place.
那个地方就是永生。
And that place is an everlasting place.
我遇过听人说啊，等我七十岁以后再来信耶稣。
And some people have once told me that I will only believe in Jesus when I'm 70 years old.
他现在四十岁啊。
And this person is now 40 years old.
所以他想讲那个永生可能还30年以后的事情。
So he thought that maybe this everlasting life, he only care about 30 years after.
但是永生跟现世只差一秒钟。
But we know that the present life and the everlasting life, the distance is only 1 second.
如果你今天开车出去。
Because when you happen to drive your car,
你不撞人，站着一个大卡车把你撞过去。
You may not hit another car, but another car may hit you instead.
可能马上你就完了。
And at that moment, you may be killed.
但那个时候就是永生的开始。
And that is the beginning of your everlasting life.
所以任何一个时刻都是可能我们死亡的来临，永生的开始。
We know that at every moment, death will come and everlasting life will begin for us.
因此我们活着最重要一件事情就是要把握，如果今天死亡来到，我有一条路可以去，就是回到父那里去。
So the purpose of our life is to grab hold of this opportunity that when death comes, anytime we are ready to enter this everlasting life.
因为耶稣说, 我就是生命。
Because Jesus said, I am the life.
他说, 我就是道路。
That I am the way.
所以我们人生就不再怕死亡, 因为我们已经找到那一条路。
Believers in Christ will have no fear of death because we have already found this way. We have this way.
而且圣经讲的天国不是我们这个地上的天国。
When the Bible describes heaven, it's not like the heaven we have in earth.
如果今天神问我们一个问题,
If God were to ask us this question today,
请问你要活几岁, 我都答应你。
Jesus said, I'll give you a wish, and just tell me how long are you going to live?
主委你会填几岁?
How many years would you like to live on this earth?
你填几岁, 我都答应你, 你愿意几岁?
And God said, I will give you your wishes.
不要客气哦, 你尽量求。
Just don't be embarrassed. Just tell me how long you want to live in this world.
好, 如果你填200岁,
and if you said, okay, I want to live for 200 years.
那你想想看哦, 我们人大概活到90岁以后,
we know that,
大部分的人都躺在床上,
because we know that after a person lived past 90 years old, they will be bedridden.
你前强壮一点, 你100岁,
maybe you may have a better health and you may be in better shape after 100 years old.
躺在床上,
but yet after 100 you may still end up bedridden.
那一代差不多30年,
we know that a generation represents 30 years.
等到你130岁, 或你的孩子躺在床上,
when you're 130 years old, all your children will all be bedridden.
那等到你160岁, 你的孙子躺在床上,
when you're 160 years old, then your grandchildren will come next.
那等到你190岁, 你的曾孙躺在床上,
and when you're 190 years old, your great-grandchildren will also be bedridden.
那如果这样的话, 你活200岁有什么意义?
So let me ask you, what is the point of living to 200 years?
所以如果永生是在建现在的世界,
if you were to think that everlasting life means longevity,
我想很多人都不要,
I'm sure nobody wants to live this kind of a wretched life.
因为生过来以后会老,
because we know that we all have to face the old age.
那老会病, 病会死,
and when you're of old age, then you will be sick, and then after sick death.
如果那个老病死, 这个拖太长, 这个是很难过的,
if the span from old age, sickness and death, it spans too long.
不但自己难过, 家人也很难过,
the suffering is not only on you, you're also putting the suffering on others.
所以神给我们的永生不是在这个地上,
so the everlasting life that God wants to give us is not in this world.
圣经里面的, 神给我们的永生是好得无比的地方,
we know that the everlasting life that God wants to give us is a blissful and a joyous one.
那里没有死亡,
there is no death.
那里没有忧伤, 没有眼泪,
and there is no tears, there's no more sorrow.
那里没有罪,
and there is no sin.
那里没有生病,
and you won't fall sick, there's no diseases.
完全的地方,
it is a completely blissful, joyous place.
所以这是基督徒一个最大的福分,
and this is the greatest inheritance that we have as Christians.
耶稣要带给我们生命,
that God wants to give all of us life.
完全的生命,
complete, perfect life.
永远的生命,
everlasting life.
要带我们回到天国去,
and that is to live with him in heaven.
但是有的人觉得说, 那太遥远了,
but of course some people say that we are too far-fetched, too far away.
那主耶稣是生命, 还有一个很重要的意义,
but more importantly than life is,
我们看约翰福音第10章,
please turn to the book of John chapter 10,
第10节,
John chapter 10 verse 10,
盗贼来, 无非是要偷弃杀害毁坏, 我来的是要叫羊得生, 并且得着更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这里说, 我来也是要叫羊得生命。
He says that I have come that they may have life.
当然这个生命就是属灵的生命是永生。
This life refers to everlasting life, eternal life.
那下面说要得着更丰盛。
And have it to the full.
这个什么叫做更丰盛的生命?
And what is this full and abundant life?
这个更丰盛的生命啊, 就是像主耶稣一样的生命。
This fullness represents the fullness of Jesus.
我们知道一个人的美, 有两种。
We know that a person can be considered beautiful two ways.
一种是外在的。
One is the outward appearance.
一种是内在的。
And the other is the inward beauty.
但是这个外在的美会像花一样凋谢。
But we know that the outward beauty is only temporal. It's like the flower.
我去访问一个老姐妹。
Once I visited a senior sister.
那个时候她80几岁。
At that time, she was about 80 years old.
她桌子上放了一张黑白的照片。
And on her desk, there was this black and white photograph.
看起来像电影明星一样。
And she looked like she was a movie star in her young age.
我就一直问她说那是谁。
And then I asked her, who is she?
她也不好意思讲。
But she was quite reluctant and embarrassed to tell me. But I was kind of curious, why is this a photograph placed on this desk?
最后她说,
and then she finally told me that that's me.
我看起来对照起来不像。
But then when I look at her real appearance, it looks so different from the one in the photo.
17、18好像一朵花。
We know that when the one is 17 or 18 years old, it's like a beautiful flower.
但是七八十看起来就不像。
But when one reaches 70 to 80 years old, they are completely different.
所以很少看到选美是七八十的。
So no one is beautiful when they are 70 or 80 years old.
所以这个肉体的美会过去。
We know that physical beauty will come to a pass.
所以肉体在吸引人会过去的。
Because with this physical beauty, the attraction is very temporal.
但是主耶稣在吸引人。
But Jesus, when he attracts the people,
这个吸引是很强的。
He has this a great attraction.
圣经说他没有加行美容，他看起来不是很好看。
We know the Bible describes that he is very comely in appearance.
很多我们这个家里面有的吊那个耶稣的照片的话呢，太英俊潇洒，所以你看了还想看。
We know that in some homes have depicts Jesus as this handsome guy.
那耶稣是没有加行美容。
But we know that the Bible said that he is comely in appearance.
那为什么主耶稣会吸引这么多人？
But yet, why is Jesus able to attract so many followers?
就是因为他很美。
Because he is beautiful.
哦，他有很美的品德。
He is a virtuous person.
很美的个性。
He has a beautiful character.
他是一个很完全的一个人。
He is a complete perfect person.
所以很多人认识他，被他感动，被他吸引。
So when one comes to know him, they'll be attracted by him, to him.
这个叫做更丰盛的生命。
That is what is meant by having a full and abundant life.
我们想想看。
Let us give us a thought.
如果丈夫像主耶稣一样。
If our husband is like Jesus.
爱太太爱到我愿意为你死。
That this husband is able to love his wife unto death.
那太太也爱先生。
And if his wife can also reciprocate.
跟主耶稣一样。
And be like Jesus.
婚姻还会有问题吗？
Do you think there'll be problems in our marriage today?
那如果我们家庭里面，
And if in our families,
父母爱儿女，
the parents love their children,
儿女爱父母，
And the children love their parents back,
都像主耶稣的这样爱，
And if we can love others like how Jesus loves us,
家庭还会有问题吗？
Do you think there'll be so many delinquent families today?
我们再看社会。
Let us look at our society.
如果每一个人都真的去爱别人,
if we are able to love others sacrificially,
像主耶稣爱我们,
just like how Jesus loves us,
社会还有问题吗?
So do you think there will be so many problems in our society today?
很多人间的问题是因为我们人生命的本质有问题。
The reason why we have so many interpersonal problems, it is because we have problems within ourselves as humans.
所以人性是善还是恶? 这个你要怎么回答?
So do we say that humans are innately evil or good?
我们人有良心。
We know that we have conscience.
所以良心要向善。
And conscience will drive us to do good.
但是我们人也有罪的本性在里面。
But of course, human, we have this sin nature in us.
有一个妈妈，她生了一个孩子。
There's a mother who just gave birth to a baby.
哇，她很爱那个孩子。
And she loved this baby to no end.
摇啊抱啊这样哦。
She rocked and cuddled the baby.
她后来生了第二个孩子。
And when the second baby comes along,
你知道那个第一个孩子会嫉妒的。
And we know that it is very natural for the older sibling to be jealous.
妈妈没有看到的时候，偷偷踢他的弟弟。
And when the mom is not looking, the older one will just kick the baby.
哇，那 baby 就哭了。那妈妈就为什么 baby 会哭呢？
And then the baby will start to cry, and the mom said, "Why my baby cry?"
后来才发现他的哥哥在踢他。
And then she realized that the baby's older brother kicked him.
为什么?
Why is it so?
因为那个妈妈的爱已经转移到小孩子上面了。
Because the mother's love has been turned toward the younger child, the baby.
哥哥只有两三岁就会嫉妒了。
This boy, though he was only 2-3 years old, but he has this jealousy in his heart.
那谁教他的?
And who taught him to be jealous?
没有人教他的。
Nobody taught him to feel jealous. And why did he react so?
因为人本身就有一种恶的本性。
Because we know that we have this sin nature in us.
所以圣经里面记载一个人叫做保罗。
The Bible also records a man by the name of Paul.
他很有良心。
And he is a very kind and good man.
他想要行善。
And he wants to do good.
但是他常常这样说。
But yet he said,
我立志行善，但是我能够不能做得出来，这个我没有办法控制。
He said, even though I determined to do good, but the good that I want to do, that I do not do, but the evil that I do.
因为肉体里面有恶的力量在控制他。
Because in his heart there's this power of evil that is working in him.
所以他很痛苦。
That is why he's in torment.
因为人生命的本质有问题。
Because the innate nature of man, we have a problem.
所以当主耶稣说，我就是生命。
When Jesus said, I am the life,
他就是在把那个神最完美的生命要把它显露出来。
He wants to manifest the fullness of God.
那你看主耶稣的一生，我们在圣经里面看主耶稣所记的一生，每一句话，每一个动作，他说每做的一件事情，没有一点缺点。
We know that all through Jesus' life, every word spoken and action that he did, they are all perfect.
因为他这个生命的本质是完美的，完全的。
Because he has this fullness and perfectness of life in him.
因此我们现在我们要改变我们的生命。
So we really want to change the nature of our life.
我们生活才会改变。
And only through him can our life be changed.
你生命的本质没有变，生活没有办法改变。
If the innate character of our life is not changed, then our life will not change.
所以我们信耶稣有一个非常重要的福分。
One of the great blessings that we have as Christians.
我们看彼得后书第一章第四节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离从世上情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情永分。这里圣经告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
说神将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
That God will give us his very great and precious promises.
那应许是什么？
So what is meant? What is this promise?
脱离世上情欲来的败坏，得与神的性情有份。
And that is to escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires and to participate in the divine nature.
狗有狗的性情。
We know that a dog has the character and nature of a dog.
人有人的性情。
And man has the nature of man.
但是神有神的性情。
And God has a God nature.
那人的性情已经有罪性在里面。
We know that man has been corrupted.
那现在我们要改变我们生命的本质，只有一条路可以走。
And in order to change our nature, there's only one way we can do this.
就是能够跟神的性情有份。
And that is to be able to have a part in His divine nature.
也就是我们信耶稣，我们性情会一直在进步。
When we believe in Christ, we are continuously changing ourselves and improving ourselves.
这个叫做丰盛的生命。
And that is, we are trying to achieve the fullness of life.
就是跟主耶稣一样的生命。
To be like Jesus, to live like Him.
所以有时候我们常常在想，我们人真的很软弱。
Sometimes we feel that we are so helpless.
你说不生气就可以不生气吗？
If we tell ourselves that we won't be angry, but can you do that?
这个不是我们能够控制的。
Sometimes we can't control ourselves.
那有时候人得罪我们，你说你不恨他就可以不恨他吗？
And when one offended us, do you think it is we can easily just pass this offense?
那你恨那一个人恨到晚上不能睡觉，对我们又有什么好处？
Are we willing to forgive and can we have a peaceful night's sleep because of this offense?
所以我们知道有很多我们本性上的缺点对我们本身没有好处。
So there are many flaws in our nature that will not be of a great benefit to us.
但是没有办法改变。
And we are sometimes helpless to change ourselves.
那什么时候能够改变？
So when can we be able to transform our nature?
一直到我们认识了主耶稣。
It is only when we come to know Jesus.
一直到我们的生命跟主的生命接触了。
Until our life become fused with God's life.
主耶稣的生命进到我们里面。
When the life of Jesus has come into our life.
充满在我们心里面。
And then be manifested in ourselves.
我们生命的本质就改变了。
Then our nature will be changed.
那我们这个人活在地上就会越来越幸福，越来越美满。
then our life in this earth will be more meaningful and more satisfactory.
所以当主耶稣说他就是生命。
When Jesus said, I am the life.
第一个，他要解决死的问题。
The reason is that he wants to help us solve this problem of death.
超越今生进到来世。
So that we are able to transcend this life and enter into everlasting life.
从肉体的生命进到永远属灵的生命。
From the physical to the spiritual.
第二个，他要来改变我们生命的本质。
And the second reason is that he wants to transform our lives.
让我们从这个有罪性的生命变成一个很完全完美的生命。
From having a sin nature to a perfect and blameless nature.
是我们在生活当中能够表现跟主一样的形象。
So that we are able to manifest to others our Christ-like life.
所以诸位，如果你相信耶稣。
So friends, if you believe in Jesus.
你一定会经历改变。
You will be able to be transformed.
个性的改变。
And your nature and character will also be transformed.
生活的改变。
You will also see a change in your life.
还有人生目标的改变。
And your focus in life will also be transformed and changed.
因为耶稣就是生命。
Because Jesus is our life.